In today's Leader Feeder, we look at how to improve the handoff between shifts in your production facility. More and more production facilities operate across multiple shifts, and that requires good coordination to ensure a smooth transition from one shift to the next. Many companies will use written shift notes to communicate key highlights from the previous shift, but these shift notes are inadequate for one major reason. Most supervisors don't spend much time sitting at their desk. They're constantly on the move. I don't know about you, but when I head to the basement in our home to get something, I frequently forget about what I went down there for. Then when I retrace my steps back to the kitchen, I suddenly remember what I went down for. In the same way, so much happens during an 8 to 12 hour production shift, it is far more likely for the supervisor to remember if the shift handoff includes a walkthrough of the department with their relief supervisor. View your shift handoff as a relay race, and that the goal is for your relief supervisor to run into fewer surprises during his or her shift. One of our clients had a relay race mindset when they scheduled the relief supervisor to run the last hour of production for the previous shift. They found it reduced the franticness of the shift handoff and made it less likely that unexpected surprises would derail the next production shift. So here are three tips to improve the handoff between shifts in your operation. Tip number one, set up the next shift for success. Each production supervisor should view his or her goal to set up the next shift for success by making sure that the production areas are clean, the inventory is stocked up, and the next shift can start up production smoothly. Tip number two, arrive early. After a long production shift, most supervisors will be eager to get home. Therefore, the relief supervisor should plan to show up 15 to 30 minutes ahead of schedule. Showing up at the last minute is putting too much pressure on the departing supervisor to stay late, and it will likely cause a delay in starting production. Your team members will also appreciate you as the leader having everything organized so they can get to work. Tip number three, do a walkthrough. Take the time to walk the department together with the supervisor from the previous shift. Make notes on any observations that will help you avoid any negative surprises, including any absenteeism call-ins, tooling or maintenance issues, materials issues, or production schedule changes. Avoid the temptation to make negative comments about problems left by the previous production shift until you've made sure that your shift leaves the next one set up for success. Ensuring a smooth inter-shift handoff will help you be more successful as a supervisor. For more resources, including our videos, our books, or even our on-site training workshops, visit us online at frontlineleadership.com. And to join with other like-minded leaders, join our Facebook community.